Next item, and we're on schedule, is item number 746, time certain.
Authorized grant agreement with Work Systems, Inc. for the Summer Works Youth Employment Program and Black Male Achievement Initiative within city bureaus for summer 2019 for an amount not to exceed $551,600.
Colleagues, 2019 marks the 10th year of investments made by the City of Portland to the Summer Works Internship Program, which connects youth, specifically youth of color and youth who come from economically disadvantaged backgrounds, to internships within our own city bureaus. The city increased its investment in 2014 to include dedicated slots to support the Black Male Achievement, the BMA initiative. After that investment, we created a program in 2015, the Summer Youth Experience, with the aim of removing both systemic and individual barriers to create the participation and completion of internships by young Black males in our community. Since 2010, city funding has supported 1,550 summer jobs, creating opportunities for youth in our community to learn more about local government. The city has leveraged its Summer Works investments for the Portland Means Progress Initiative. A few highlights. This year, approximately 45 African American young men are participating in Summer Works and the Summer Youth Experience. Young men who identify as Black African American who participate in both Summer Works and Summer Youth Experience have consistently and successfully completed their Summer Works internships more than 90% of the time since 2015. I'm grateful to the staff of Black Male Achievement who've identified some of the policy and procedural barriers that Black African American young men face, and want to recognize the coordination with our partners at Work Systems and the Immigrant and Refugee Community Organization, otherwise known as IRCO, to address these important issues. Youth who participate in Summer Works have shown higher high school graduation rates, have higher rates of post-secondary education than similar groups. In addition to internships at the city, we also share slots with disadvantaged minority women, emerging small business nonprofits across the city, which adds another important layer of partnership to this highly successful program. I'd like to thank Tiffany Penson of OMS, CJ Robbins, who I'm going to turn this over to in just a moment, from the Office of Equity and Human Rights, Barbara Timmons of Work Systems, and Nicole Grant from my office, for their commitment to this effort. I'm going to turn this over to CJ Robbins.
Thank you, Mayor Wheeler.
Good morning.
Good morning, Council. I'm excited to have another opportunity to have a conversation with you all directly. My name is CJ Robbins. As Mayor Wheeler stated there, I coordinate Black male achievement efforts for the City of Portland out of the Office of Equity and Human Rights. And that "for the City of Portland" part is just drowned into me, so you'll have to excuse me. I know you all know that. Besides that, I'm here to actually introduce our partner. I just wanted to take a quick second. My hero passed away yesterday, day before yesterday, in Toni Morrison. And I just wanted to bring out a quote that is really apropos for this moment, I believe, and for this presentation from her, which is, "Just remember that your real job is that if you are free, you need to free somebody else. If you have some power, then your job is to empower somebody else." And I believe that that very much fits for our investment in Summer Works as a city, and for our specific investment when it comes to Black male achievement in Black young men, and some who would also consider themselves boys at 15 and 16 as well. So as Mayor Wheeler shared some of the statistics, I won't go into those. I'll just say that this year we've had another opportunity to connect directly with young men that we otherwise would not have an opportunity to know and to help grow and guide. And we have found specific opportunities where we can improve our partnership and engage year-round on that. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce Barbara Temper, the Youth Services Manager for Work Systems, who will share a brief presentation and whom I also work with directly to improve those outcomes in Summer Works.
Thanks, CJ.
Thanks, CJ.
I do have a presentation. Did you get... Okay. All right, I'll wing it, I guess, since we don't have the presentation queued up. Thank you, Mayor Wheeler and City Commissioners, for inviting me here today to talk about Summer Works. It's a program that's near and dear to my heart, as I was there at the very beginning in 2009. So as I've been introduced, my name is Barb Timper, and I'm the Youth Services Manager at Work Systems. I wanted to just kind of do an overview of our program and think about, like, where from the beginning where we started. As Mayor Wheeler said, this is the 10th year of the city's investment in Summer Works. And our program started at the height of the recession, when youth unemployment was well over 30%. It was a crisis. And so our response and the evolution and creation of Summer Works was really get as many youth working as we can, provide essential workplace skills, give youth an opportunity to apply classroom learning to the real world of work, get money into the local economy, and provide a positive summer activity as a bridge back to school in the fall. And I feel like we've met that goal year after year after year after year. The city's investment, as was pointed out, this year the total investment brings us to supporting 1,550 summer jobs. Over the past 10 years, that investment has resulted in over $2.5 million of gross wages paid to interns. Through our program, we've developed a referral network of over 170 school, community-based, and faith-based organizations that refer young people they work with into our program every year. We serve on average, 79% of youth identify as a person of color, and on average, 90% of the youth that we serve are also economically disadvantaged, either receiving public assistance or eligible for free and reduced lunch. The program design overview is a little bit hard without the slide, but okay. Our program is fairly straightforward. We outreach to the community in springtime to ask our referral partners to target youth who are underrepresented, motivated, really are interested in having an opportunity to work, but maybe don't have the resources, social networks, family networks to really help them make that bridge into the world of work. Even in today, in our economy, where there are lots and lots of jobs, the step of actually applying, waiting, maybe getting called, not getting called, is still fairly intimidating for a lot of young people when it's their first time out. So Summer Works really helps to create success and build confidence for young people. So youth sign up. We provide them with some essential workplace skills training. They work a 180-hour internship, and they're paid whatever the current minimum wage is. They receive support such as bus passes or appropriate workplace clothing or tools that they may need to be successful in their work site. And then we also provide a success coach, and the coach is there to really help the youth be successful, as well as support our work site supervisors that provide that opportunity for youth. After the program is over, we have youth are returning to high school, moving on to post-secondary, returning post-secondary, getting jobs, or enlisting in the military. We have probably every year less than 10% of the youth say, I don't have any plans. So youth are taking this opportunity and moving forward into other positive activities in their life. Summer Works really is a critical piece for youth development, because young people who are employed are more likely to graduate from high school. Early work experiences help youth become more confident, responsible, and self-confident, discover new interests, and build skills. boost financial awareness. Oh, here we are. build positive and professional social networks. In conjunction with this slide, let me see if I can move us forward quickly. This slide actually and the graphic on it came from a presentation or some information that's provided by JP Morgan Chase. And I'm really happy to be able to share that in summer 2019, Portland became one of the cities nationally that the JP Morgan Chase Foundation is supporting with summer jobs by making a $300,000 commitment over the next 3 years to support our summer programming. So that's a little bit about what SummerWorks is about. Sort of where are we going and or where have we been going? SummerWorks, we every year get more applications, more interest from youth than we have the ability to fund. As you can see, over the last 4 years, we've had more than double the number of applications than we've really been able to provide work sites. So 2 years ago, we started an initiative called Connect to Careers. And Connect to Careers utilizes the same platform and the same process as SummerWorks. It just is an opportunity for young people to get support in making a transition to get that first employment opportunity where they're being hired actually by the business. We provide the application, work readiness training, a peer coach versus a success, an adult success coach to help support youth through the process of interviewing and applying and that process. Having the C2C program also, it's a year-round program. It's not just in the summer, so it's a place for young people to be able to come to look for jobs, find help in securing jobs, getting mock interviews, resume support, so that they can be successful to compete on the open job market. Having the year-round programming also has allowed us to have an infrastructure for year-round work experiences, which also is key to supporting the Portland Means Progress goal around youth work experience.
And if I could just do a shout out for the job fairs, they've been extremely well attended.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Really, we also, 2 years ago, added the youth job fairs, and they have been really a great opportunity as well. Thank you. So SummerWorks, this is, as it's been mentioned, this is actually the 11th summer of SummerWorks. And we do kind of every year at the end of the summer take a step back and say what worked well, what didn't work well, and try to make program enhancements and improvements. CJ talked about how can we do better. This year we introduced a new front-end application process, and it would be an understatement for me to say we haven't gotten a lot of feedback about that, and so I do want to acknowledge that there have been some challenges, but we are taking a look at that over the coming months. You know, SummerWorks is still really needed. Young people, especially the 16 to 19 year old age group, are still struggling. Their unemployment rate is above 12% for youth of color, particularly young black men and brown men. The unemployment rate is even higher. It's even more of a struggle, particularly in that age group. So SummerWorks is still a needed, or the ability to provide young people work experience is still very needed in our community. So part of the next steps process in our ACT plan do check is that we are looking to convene and give the community an opportunity to have input. So our funding partners, our community partners, youth, to help inform us about how to do it better, what more is needed. We're looking to expand our community-based partnerships. We're looking to have a broader adoption of our essential skills training. by K through 12 as well as CBOs. If the essential skills training is happening during the school year, it means youth are just ready to start working in the summer sooner.
What does CBO mean?
Oh, community-based organizations. I apologize. Get caught up in jargon too often. we're looking to increase our private sector involvement and, of course, looking to continue to partner with the city and other public, local, and state government for support. Some of the things that we'll be looking at in terms of potential modifications to our program would be year-round paid work experiences in the same way that we have summer, looking to create a connected experience for more highly barriered youth so that there is a continuum of service, create earn and learn opportunities, so paying youth while they're actually learning skills, and then looking to have some stackable experiences that could lead to apprenticeship or entry-level career track jobs. These are all ideas that we have and want to be able to work together to bring that to fruition if that's the direction we all think we need to go. So I just, again, want to thank you. The city's support has been tremendous, and our program would not exist in the way that it does without it. So thank you.
Very good. Commissioner Fish.
Yeah, I have a couple questions. And thank you for an excellent presentation. So you have 10 or 11 years of data tracking participants in this program.
Mm-hmm.
How many of those young people have received offers of employment from the city of Portland?
That's a really great question that I don't have a solid answer to. I know that we have a number of youth who are actually working for the city that started as summer works interns, but I will have to get back to you. We've never sort of done that cross-check of who on our list from 10 years is now an employee of the city.
Is it fair to say that should be one of our goals?
It should be one of our goals, and it is something that we've been talking about. We've been talking about working collaboratively within HR department as well as the unions to see if we could create a sort of an entry-level apprenticeship type of position at the city where youth would have an opportunity for summer work experience connected with specific educational classes at high school that would qualify them for that kind of an apprenticeship or an opportunity to be considered for entry-level employment at the city.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at an enormous number of employees who will be retiring.
Yes.
There's tremendous opportunities, and Mayor, I think we should find a way to be a little more intentional about tracking opportunities that these young people have to come and work for the city, the county, local government. These are fantastic entry-level jobs.
Yes.
With benefits. So I look forward to getting that data. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, this is good. And I want to acknowledge my summer works intern who's here, Caleb Bird, who has just started. Caleb, could you give a big wave here so everybody can see you? I don't know yet because he's new enough that I can't tell you whether he's found the experience valuable, but I'm pretty sure he hasn't been bored yet. So
that's good.
We'll check in later, but we're glad to have you, Caleb, and we're really glad to be able to leverage this program.
Thank you.
Commissioner Udaly.
I would also like to recognize my summer works intern, Ocean Eel, who's in the back here.
Excellent.
We've had summer works interns every summer, and they're always invited back. Sometimes they do come back, but sometimes they move on to more prestigious internships, and I'm happy to be a stepping stone.
Great.
And really love and support the program.
Thank you
for the Toni Morrison quote. I've been at a loss for words to express how I feel about her passing, so it's nice to have an acknowledgement in council.
Of course. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for a great... Oh, Commissioner Fritz?
Is there any reason that we can't put an emergency clause on this ordinance for the purpose of getting the money out the door as quickly as possible?
Yeah, there's no... I mean, if you can add
I move to add the emergency clause for the purpose of getting the money.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fritz, a second from Commissioner Fish. Any further discussion on the motion? Call the roll.
You, Daly?
Well, I think I already made
this. Is just on the motion.
Oh, the emergency clause. Oh, right, right.
Too.
Okay. Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. Motion carries. The amendment's on
Thank
the
you.
Table.
Carmen, has anyone signed up to testify?
Yes, we have two people.
Very good. Thanks for the presentation. All right, CJ, go ahead.
If I may, really quick, before we wrap up, I just wanted to lean into, I think there's a tremendous opportunity, Commissioner Fish, when it comes to the sharing of data and to understanding the young people better. I think that is a significant growth edge for us. And we can, I think we can,
I agree.
It will take work both on the city side and on the side of work systems and some agreements as to how we'll share data. And I think we can do that.
Well, I'll just give you an example that you may want to look at. In my office, we've had enormous success hiring from the Women's Leadership Program at Portland State University. Mm-hmm. So they have annually a group of graduates of the program. Mm-hmm. We've hired three or four distinguished graduates of that program. They are referred to us. We have regular openings in my office because all my best people get stolen by bureaus, by the governor, by the mayor, by other offices, by other employers, which goes to that point you made when you quoted Toni Morrison about empowering people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a double-edged sword. You know, you hire great people, and then they are lured to other jobs. Well, that's part of our job, is to give them the chance to succeed, and then that becomes visible. And they're recruited for other jobs. But I would urge you to talk to Senna Lawrence and my team about the success. I think that if we approach this from the point of view of we got to have an intergovernmental agreement, a set of protocols and some rules, we're going to spend a year, and we're not going to get very far. If we approach it from the point of view that there are existing networks that are highly successful in planting graduates in city jobs through their own informal networks. Mm-hmm. I think that's a first start. And if this program can be as successful as the Women's Leadership Program at PSU in giving people opportunities, we'll be hiring a lot more people.
I appreciate the direction, the leadership, and the advice there. We always lose. I go by the Pete Carroll School of Development, which says we're always going to lose our best people. I've lost one of my best interns this year. I would say not lost. I would say it's flourished, right, to the mayor's office in Caleb Byrd.
I see how this conversation started.
But it's where he needs to be to grow. And so grateful for that and appreciate that as well. So, thank you, Commissioner.
And thank you, CJ, on behalf of my team. Caleb came ready to go.
Yeah.
He's hit the ground running.
He's absolutely one of our best.
And that's sort of all of our mutual, this is our compact to each other, I suppose, is mm-hmm. that we're all going to continue to help leverage and lift and encourage and coach and counsel. And that's where I think the real value is.
Thank
you. Appreciative. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Very good. Public testimony. Two people, I believe, signed up.
Yes, Maggie and Jean Connett.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks, CJ.
Thanks. I'm texting you right now.
I don't see you. Again, Jean Connett. Good morning.
Morning.
Good afternoon, whatever it is now.
Jean, can you pull the mic just a little closer to you?
Okay.
Thanks.
Is that better?
Yeah, or it slides. It'll actually move.
If I get closer, man, I got a voice that went over Dad's race car in the garage, and I don't want to sound you out.
No worries. Good enough.
I think this is a wonderful program. I wish you could get it to apply to the children at Holiday Park who really need something else to do other than we're a gang and we'll kill you. I have recently found out, again, that the shopping in Lloyd Center, the rates are going down. A couple more years and we'll probably lose the building and quit everything because of the problem in Holiday Park. Aside from that, on this fact, I think you all are doing a wonderful job, and I really appreciate it. And Mayor Ted Wheeler, I have a request. After whatever, if you have time at some point, would you walk around the city with me? And I'd like to point out some of the art that is not murals, but put into the buildings as they are created, so we can get a handle on this rat box thing. Okay? And thanks for making me famous. I walk down the street now, and everybody's like, oh, wait, you go to council. I got this problem. I got that problem. We need to do this. So thanks for making me, you know.
Next thing, you'll be asking for an office.
You're dang right.
Okay. Yes,
you're dang right, Nick.
We'll forward all the emails.
I thank you guys very much.
Thanks for being here today. We appreciate it. Very good. Anything else, colleagues? This is, actually, we're going to vote on the motion because it's been amended. So please call the roll on the motion as amended.
Well, thank you for the presentation. Thank you for all your hard work. Congratulations to the interns in particular. Happy to support this program. I vote aye.
Fritz.
The Summer Works and Summer Youth Experience programs are core to the mission of the Black Male Achievement Initiative, which aims to enhance opportunities for black men and youth in the areas of education, family life, employment, and the criminal justice system. I'm very pleased with the progress that the partnership has made. I'm also pleased that you're doing the evaluation process, because I think we would all agree that there are definitely some improvements that can be made, particularly if we have adequate funding for them. So thank you for that, and I'd like to be involved in those conversations. Thank you, CJ Robbins and Dr. Markeisha Smith, in the Office of Equity and Human Rights. Your work is crucial and meaningful, and I really appreciate you being here today to give this presentation. Thank you, Tiffany Penson, in the Office of Management and Finance, who was not able to be here today, for her steadfast championing and coordination of this process. I believe this was Mayor Sam Adams, along with Kelly Thornladd and Tiffany Penson, who got this and the Future Connect program going. And I echo Commissioner Fisher's request for us to do tracking and maybe in your annual reports to tell us how many graduates of the program have been employed by the City of Portland. We asked the Future Connect program to tell us that when they presented last year. And so we really do want everybody to know that the City of Portland is looking for good people, qualified people, at all different levels of our government, so that we can truly reflect the beauty and diversity of our communities. Thank you, Barbara Temper from Work Systems, Inc., from our partners at the Immigrant and Refugee Community Organization. I was hearing about the workload of some of the coordinators yesterday, and I was just, wow, how young people in coordinator positions are doing an amazing job as well. So maybe next time, bring one of those folks to come and talk with us as well. Happy to support this. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
I again just want to thank CJ and Barb for being here today. It was an excellent presentation, and Tiffany Penson from OMF has been very, very engaged in this program, in the community, and of course Nick Grant from my office. I just want to acknowledge them and thank them for their hard work. Obviously, this is a great program. I'm happy to continue to champion it, and I look forward to some of the areas that were mentioned as future potential areas for this program to evolve towards. And I support each and every one of those items that was listed on the slide. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted as amended. Thank you.